Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani, member by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Kufta Zayin, the 10th parakah, Gozo Umachil. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Kahana asked Rav regarding one who stipulated to be reimbursed for allowing his donkey to be lost to save his fellow's donkey. Yard Mahatsuva Allah Shalom Ma'ilav. If he went down to save his fellow's donkey and his own donkey came up from the river on its own, can he still claim reimbursement? Since he was mafkir at the time, he simply acquired an onerous donkey, so perhaps his retrieval would not impact his right to reimbursement. He answered, "Mishamay rachimole." From heaven, they had mercy on him to keep his donkey alive, and he retains his right to reimbursement. Rav Safra was once traveling in a caravan which was being escorted by a lion protecting them. Each day, one member would give his donkey to the lion to eat, but the lion did not eat Rav Safra's donkey on his day. Rav Safra quickly reacquired his donkey and did not owe anything more to the caravan. Although it was not truly hefker, since he only abandoned it to the lion, he acquired it to avoid it being contested. Rav asked Rebbe, Yard Lahatsu Bohitsu, if he abandoned his donkey and went down to rescue his fellow's donkey, but did not succeed to rescue it, does he still receive his stipulated reimbursement? Rebbe answered that he does not. Point number two, a Braisa taught regarding a caravan traveling in the wilderness. The Amadal had guys with Torfa, and a troop came against it to plunder it, but accepted a ransom. Mechashvin lifi mamon. They calculate the members' contributions to the ransom by the amount of money they're carrying, vein mechashvin lifi nefashos, and do not calculate it by the number of people in the caravan because the threat was only a financial one. If they hired a guide to lead them and avoid both financial and physical dangers, then they also calculate the number of people protected. Still, they must follow the standard practice of donkey drivers. Another braisa teaches that a ship which was threatened by a gale at sea, and the passengers threw cargo overboard to lighten the load, the loss is divided based on the weight of each passenger's cargo, not the value. Still, they follow the standard practice of sailors. A third braisa discusses a single caravan member who rescued it from a marauding troop and considers when he may keep the rescued property for himself. And point number three, the next mission states, a gozel sadam mechavero, if someone steals a field from his fellow, untalu masikin, an extortionist take it from the robber, imakas medinahi, if it's a province-wide plague, meaning they also took fields from others, he's not liable since land cannot legally be stolen, and the land's confiscation was not caused by his possessing it. Imakam is a gazlan, if it was taken because of the robber, he must reimburse the owner. The Gemara asks that the last clause seems superfluous since the first case already implies that if property was only taken from the robber, indicating it was taken because it was in his possession, he would be liable. It answers that this case is not literally a robber, but the achave achavui, where he showed someone's field to agents of the king who were seeking property to seize, causing them to confiscate it. Tosos explains he's liable for this indirect damage under the principle of dini degarmi. In another version, the Gemara says the robber was forced to show extortion as his properties, and he showed them the stolen field along with his. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rav Kahana asked Rav, regarding one who stipulated to be reimbursed for allowing his donkey to be lost to save his fellow's donkey, if he went down to save his fellow's donkey and his own donkey came up from the river on its own, can he still claim reimbursement? Since he was mafkir at the time, he simply acquired an onerous donkey, so perhaps his retrieval would not impact his right to reimbursement. He answered, "Mishamay rachimole." From heaven, they had mercy on him to keep his donkey alive, and he retains his right to reimbursement. Rav Safra was once traveling in a caravan which was being escorted by a lion protecting them. Each day, one member would give his donkey to the lion to eat, but the lion did not eat Rav Safra's donkey on his day. Rav Safra quickly reacquired his donkey and did not owe anything more to the caravan. Although it was not truly hefker, since he only abandoned it to the lion, he acquired it to avoid it being contested. Rav asked Rebbe, Yard Lahatsu Bohitsu, if he abandoned his donkey and went down to rescue his fellow's donkey, but did not succeed to rescue it, does he still receive his stipulated reimbursement? Rebbe answered that he does not. Point number two, a braisa taught regarding a caravan traveling in the wilderness. The Amadal had guys with Torfa, and a troop came against it to plunder it, but accepted a ransom. Mechashvin lifi mamon. They calculate the members' contributions to the ransom by the amount of money they're carrying, vein mechashvin lifi nefashos, and do not calculate it by the number of people in the caravan because the threat was only a financial one. If they hired a guide to lead them and avoid both financial and physical dangers, then they also calculate the number of people protected. Still, they must follow the standard practice of donkey drivers. Another braisa teaches that a ship which was threatened by a gale at sea, and the passengers threw cargo overboard to lighten the load, the loss is divided based on the weight of each passenger's cargo, not the value. Still, they follow the standard practice of sailors. A third braisa discusses a single caravan member who rescued it from a marauding troop and considers when he may keep the rescued property for himself. And point number three, the next mission states, a gozel sadam echavero, if someone steals a field from his fellow, untalu masikin, an extortionist take it from the robber, imakas medinahi, if it's a province-wide plague, meaning they also took fields from others, he's not liable since land cannot legally be stolen, and the land's confiscation was not caused by his possessing it. Imakam is a gazlan, if it was taken because of the robber, he must reimburse the owner. The more I said, the last clause seems superfluous, since the first case already implies that if property was only taken from the robber, indicating it was taken because it was in his possession, he would be liable. It answers that this case is not literally a robber, but the achave achavui, where he showed someone's field to agents of the king who were seeking property to seize, causing them to confiscate it. Tosos explains he's liable for this indirect damage under the principle of dini degarmi. In another version, the Gemara says the robber was forced to show extortion as his properties, and he showed them the stolen field along with his. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf tes zayin, and our standard siman is haircuts. Haircuts. So here goes. While the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river while allowing his donkey to be lost was getting his haircut using the money he was reimbursed with, despite his donkey surviving, the barber didn't notice the people in the caravan outside paying ransom to some bandits according to the amount of money each were carrying, right next to where someone was showing his neighbor's field to the king's agents, causing them to confiscate it. Once again, slow motion. While the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river while allowing his donkey to be lost was getting his haircut, that must be on Duff Kufta Zayin, haircuts. While the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river while allowing his donkey to be lost was getting his haircut using the money he was reimbursed with, despite his donkey surviving, which reminds us, Rav Gana asked Rav, regarding one who stipulated to be reimbursed for allowing his donkey to be lost to save his fellow's donkey, if he went down to save his fellow's donkey and his own donkey came up from the river on his own, can he still claim reimbursement? Since he was mafkirit at the time, he simply acquired an owner's donkey, so perhaps his retrieval would not impact his right to reimbursement. Rav answered, Mishamai Rachimole. From heaven, they had mercy on him to keep his donkey alive, and he retains his right to reimbursement. So, while the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river, while allowing his donkey to be lost, was getting his haircut using the money he was reimbursed with, despite his donkey surviving, the barber didn't notice the people in the caravan outside paying ransom to some bandits according to the amount of money each were carrying, which reminds us of Braisa taught regarding a caravan traveling in the wilderness, and a troop came against it to plunder it, but accepted a ransom. Mechashvin lifi mamun. They calculate the members' contributions of the ransom by the amount of money they're carrying, vein mechashvin lifi nefashos, and do not calculate by the number of people in the caravan because the threat was only a financial one. So while the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river while allowing his donkey to be lost was getting his haircut using the money he was reimbursed with, despite his donkey surviving, the barber didn't notice the people in the caravan outside paying ransom to some bandits according to the amount of money each were carrying, right next to where someone was showing his neighbor's field to the king's agents, causing them to confiscated, which reminds us, if someone showed someone else's field to agents of the king who were seeking property to seize, causing them to confiscate it, he's liable to pay. Tosos explains he's liable for this indirect damage under the principle of dini degarmi. So once again, while the wet donkey driver who saved his friend's donkey from the river while allowing his donkey to be lost was getting his haircut using the money he was reimbursed with, despite his donkey surviving, the barber didn't notice the people in the caravan outside paying ransom to some bandits according to the amount of money each were carrying, right next to where someone was showing his neighbor's field to the king's agents, causing them to confiscate it. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is Yekev, a winery. So here goes. The children whose father left them a boiled cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, that must be one Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Yekev. The children whose father left them a boiled cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, which reminds us, Rav said that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed, they may use it all the days of its loan. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid them a basar bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, which reminds us, if a father robbed something and he left it intact before his children when he died, the Tanakhama says they must return it whether they're adults or minors. Simchas said Katani do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din. Watch one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time. ran out, which reminds us, Ravid details the process where the defendant requests time to prove a document has been forged. If he doesn't come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, Kasmina Drakte Aniske, we write a seizure warrant on his property. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Simon Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The coin collector geek. Geek. That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Geek. The coin collector geek refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Importinum tebus amoxin, one may not take change from coins in the customs collector's box, nor from the tax collector's purse, and nor may one take charity from them, because the coins were not taken legitimately and are thus stolen. The Gemara said, Shmuel said, Dina de Malchus a dina. The law of the kingdom is considered the law, so the money should not be stolen. Shmuel answered, but Mocher she'en lo kitzbah. The Mishnah's case is a customs collector who has no limit in the amount he takes, which is not a legitimate collection, so the funds are stolen. A different answer is given. So the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that stealing from a non-Jew is prohibited. Rav Shimon Chazita said, although stealing from a Kanani is prohibited, avedusom muteres, his lost article is permitted to keep. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says, this does not apply where a chilul Hashem may result. Shmuel says to Usum Muteris, money received through his mistake is permitted to keep. So the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, had no problem crossing the bridge that the king's agents built to show his friend his coin collection because Dina de Malchus a Dina, which reminds us, Shmuel taught Dina de Malchus a Dina, the law of the kingdom is considered valid law. Rava said, Teda, you may know this is true because the king's agents cut down palm trees without the owner's permission and build bridges with them, Vavrim Malayu, and we go across the bridges. If the wood would be considered stolen, the bridges would be prohibited to use. Daf Kuf Yadalad, so the same Daf Kuf Yadalad is at Kitty Amusement Park. So here goes. The boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kitty Amusement Park. Kitty Amusement Park? That must be one Daf Kuf Yadalad. The boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kitty Amusement Park, standing on stolen unprocessed tides that a thief secretly stole, and were now rendered susceptible to Tumah through the thief's Makshava, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shalganav, regarding unprocessed hides stolen secretly by a thief, Makshava Matamasan, his thought renders them susceptible to Tumah. Because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief acquires them, and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, makes them susceptible to Tumah. If a Gazlan stole them forcefully, the owner does not despair because he hopes to sue the known robber in court. Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite. He despairs regarding a Gazlan who fearlessly robbed him, but not a thief who stole secretly. Ula said the Machlokes is only about presuming the owner's Yeush, but by Yadua, where it's known he despaired, everyone agrees that Yeush is affected by both a Ganav and a Gazlan. So the boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kitty Amusement Park, standing on stolen, unprocessed hides that a thief secretly stole and were now rendered susceptible to Tumah through the thief's Makshava, casually mentioned that a swarm of bees emerged from a certain man's field as the owner of the field was chasing after them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Yochim and Broka taught that women and miners may testify about the source of a swarm of bees, thereby identifying the owner. The more as that they're not valid aiding, and Shmuel explains that the case is where the purported owner was chasing the bees, and the woman or miner were talking casually and said, the swarm emerged from here. So the boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kitty Amusement Park, standing on stolen unprocessed hides that a thief secretly stole, and were now rendered susceptible to Tumah through the thief's Makshava, casually mentioned that a swarm of bees emerged from a certain man's field as the owner of the field was chasing after them. While his friend won a prize when he successfully answered what the halakha is when you see your Kiddush cup in the possession of your former Shabbos guest, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamakir Kelim Usfar B'yad Acher, one who recognizes his Kelim and books in another person's possession, V'yatzel Hashem Geneva Be'ir, and a report of burglary went out in the city, the purchaser returns the item, swears how much he paid for it, and takes the amount from the claimant. The Gemara explains that the cases where a guest stayed in the person's house and he got up in the night shouting that his possessions were stolen. Furthermore, there was a tunnel dug under his house with the guests exiting with bundles of kalim on their shoulders and everyone saying that the homeowner's utensils and books, which were named and identified as having belonged to him, were stolen. Daf Kuf Tes Vav, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes Vav is a katoris maker. So here goes. The katoris maker, that must be on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The katoris maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on Tekana Zoshok, which reminds us. The Gemara says, Ganav Macher, Ra'achacha Chukar Ganav. If someone stole articles and sold them, and the thief was then discovered, Rav quoted Rabbi Chia saying, Hadin Im HaRishon, the claim is only against the first one, meaning the thief. And Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yanai saying, Hadin Im HaSheni, the claim is even against the second one. After several interpretations of these two positions are given, Rav Papa explains that everyone agrees the buyer must return the item to its owner, who had not despaired, and they argue if the rabbis instituted a Tekana Zoshok, a remedy of the marketplace allowing the buyer to demand compensation from the owner when the thief has been identified. So the katoris maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on Tekana Zoshok got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that where someone's barrel of honey cracked and began to leak, and this other person poured out his less valuable wine from his own barrel and saved the honey in the wine barrel, Ein lo ela scharo, he only receives his fee for labor and usage of his barrel, but not compensation for his lost wine. But if he stipulated for his wine to be repaid before pouring it out, he can demand compensation. So the katoris maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on Tekana Zoshok got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked. As another man who saw his jug of spiced oil was breaking attempted to declare the oil as truma and meiser on produce in his house, which reminds us, a brisa was quoted which taught that if someone was carrying jugs of oil or wine and saw they were breaking and the contents would be lost, he could not declare them truma and meiser on produce in his house. If he does, his declaration is ineffective because the contents which stand to be lost are hefker and not his. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokes whether Tekana Zoshok was instituted, allowing one who bought stolen goods from a thief to collect compensation from the owner? That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good number 2. Which stuff they learn about the process when a defendant requests time to prove that a document is forged? That's on Dav. Kuf Yud Beis. Good number 3. Which stuff they learn that when bandits accept ransom from people in a caravan, they calculate the members' contributions to the ransom by the amount of money they're each carrying? That's on Dav. Kuf Tezayin. Good number 5. Which stuff they learn that since the caravan is called an Ashim, a Gazan is not yotzi returning payment if he returns it at night? That's on Dav. Kuf Yud. Good number 4. Which stuff you learn about a case of one who pours out his wine barrel to save someone's honey and the question of his compensation? That's on Dav. Kuf Tezvav. Good number 6. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is when a gazan gave the ashim to the first mishmar of Yehur Yariv and the money to the second mishmar of Yedaya? That's on Dav. Kuf Yud Av. Good number 7. Which stuff you learn if someone showed someone else's fields to agents of the king who are seeking property to seize, causing them to confiscate it, he's liable to pay. That's on Daf. Kuf Tezayin. Good number 8. Which stuff you learn that one cannot exchange change from a customs collector who collects without limit? That's on Daf. Kuf Yud Gimel. Good number 9. Which stuff you learn that if one went down to save his fellow's donkey and his own donkey came up in the river on its own, he can still claim reimbursement? That's on Daf. Kuf Tezayin. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that one whose barrel of oil is cracked cannot declare the oil truma or meiser on produce in his home, since the spilling oil is considered hefker and not his? That's on Dav. Kuf Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldfarb from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.